Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 775.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Welcome back to the studio, Sebs. And GB's over there. How are we all feeling? Josh made a comment that you look tired. How are you feeling?
No, I'm feeling good.
Good.
You got a crisp white t-shirt on?
Yep, Uniqlo. Got it yesterday.
Oh, beautiful. Good neckline on the Uniqlo stuff.
I said the exact opposite.
Really?
This is one from, look, they're trying to reduce their plastic to 85% by the end of the year. What are you doing?
What is this?
This is a live read. Well, it's kind of idiotic because they've got their t-shirts in bags. Like, what are you doing? But anyway, they've got other t-shirts with necklines that are too big. So this
I'm
is
sorry
a bag
I
one.
Asked.
You know when, have you ever been around a group setting for instance, I wear like a V-neck and you guys were giving shit to V-necks, but I had a jumper on and I was just like fucking... Yeah, tucking it away is like blending on this one.
V-necks are horrendous. There's no place for a
V-neck. I reckon they'd look horrendous on you.
You think you look good in a V-neck?
I reckon I look good. Yeah. I reckon if we were to go side by side and someone said, best in the V-neck?
Yeah, I think side by side, I don't know if we want to play that game with anything. But
it's like if there's a
group. But it doesn't matter. But I think that you've got to consider if you did a side by side, you having a crew neck. Or you having a V-neck, taking me out of the equation.
Yeah. So you're going, which one would you choose? Yeah, V-necks they were a big trend. Mm-hmm. And then swoop necks.
What's this? Oh, yeah.
Like real fucking low. Like if you're...
Cleavage.
If you do have a solid chest as a male, it looks great. Actually, female too.
Yeah.
No, Mace would still need to sort of grow out sort of density in his chest.
Range. I did, when I was in the States a few years ago, bought many Foot Locker t-shirts with the
brand,
they're all plain.
Okay,
but they're only $7 each, which can't tell if that's ethical. Like, I'm sure that someone's getting ripped off down the supply chain.
Probably.
But anyway,
but are they trying to reduce plastic by 80% by the end of the fin year?
Well, yeah. Did they talk about the ethical stuff, like as
of
in,
the t-shirt? Yeah. No, they didn't mention anything.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I bought heaps, but the ones that had V-necks just ended up getting chucked out.
Yeah. No, I think they are not as popular in this day and age. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not, you don't see like AES Color don't have like an extensive range of V-necks.
Yeah.
So you sort of.
Do you reckon they're more expensive to make than a crew neck?
No, I just think stylistically they're not in, which I agree. But it was at the moment where it was like when I was working for Matt Tilley's breakfast show, and he was in the room and he was talking to someone else about tattoos, and then this guy was like, "Yeah, I'm a clean skin," and he's like, "Yeah, fucking, I don't get it. I don't get people with tattoos." And they looked at me and they're like, "Tommy, you have a tattoo?" I was like, "Nah." I was just "I do, yeah," but I was just like, these guys are in the depths of a conversation about how great it is not to have tattoos me bringing that to them. I don't want to hear from Matt Tilley about what he has to say,
I feel
in general.
Like you really have an issue with Matt Tilley.
Oh, he was a piece of shit to work with.
It's the one person, we don't bag up many people.
Yeah.
But I think that you did that in the early episodes and you made a conscious decision that you were just going to run with it.
I mean, it was like, we talked about like...
Matt Tilley is a radio guy in Melbourne, if you're wondering.
Like a nice, yeah, he's a nice guy, but I didn't.
Did you say he was a piece of shit?
To work with. You can still be a nice guy. It's like when we're talking about 360 reviews and getting feedback. Like, I think there would be a lot of people that are like, yeah, intense to work with, but lovely guy.
Mm. Do you think I'm intense to work with?
Yeah. I think Jules Lund's quite intense to work with.
I reckon Jules, I've worked with Jules. I think he's another level. But
you like Jules.
Yeah, I like Jules, but I feel like I wasn't as full on as Jules. Jules is very like direct and pedantic with what he wants. I don't know if I'm that. Am I pedantic? I'm pedantic, but I'm not. I don't know. I wouldn't contact in like weird out. Like Jules loved like a 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And we're doing a drive show. Been like, mate, why is the YouTube video? I'm trying to remember what the example, what happened on YouTube. Something happened. He did call me at 6 a.m. on a Saturday once. He was very driven in that way.
Yeah. And so you can not like that element, but then really like him as a dude.
Yeah.
And so And then some people you just wouldn't want to work with mm-hmm. because you would probably start not liking them as a person.
Yeah.
And so,
Sebs, what do you think? What am I like to work with? Now I just need.
Now we're doing it 360.
Yeah. Be honest.
I mean, you have the things that need to be. I mean, you are a little bit pedantic. Like the things need to be precise and they need to be working, and it mm-hmm. and it can be very minute or very specific things.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's those things that actually like make the difference. So
exactly. So you can say you're an intense dude in mm-hmm. at times doesn't mean that you're a bad guy or it's not good to work with.
Well, because you need to also be direct. I think that's one thing. I think like I'm direct both ways. So I'm like very nice. But then if I'm feeling like something's not working, I'll say, it's not working.
Mm. Yeah, you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Don't I?
<That's> yeah, you do. And so you don't flick your sleeve.
Do you think Georgie Boy does too?
I think you...
Wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him emotional.
Is he a little bit reserved?
I think there's a shield. Like, I think...
Closed off.
I think there's a bit he's not telling us, but you sort of get him while he's around. George is very pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
Love I'm just a relaxed, nice guy.
What about me?
Yeah, you're great to work with, Tommy. You bring the vibe. You're, you know... What's fun, what's creative when it comes to making videos, and real pleasure to be around.
Oh, did we get that
lovely,
clear?
Isn't
that,
it?
That was really nice.
Thanks.
How are you feeling about yours, Josh?
a little bit more critical. Yes.
I think it takes someone like you to drive a vision, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I are completely different.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, you're the fun guy, maybe. Are you the
but
fun
you're
guy?
Fun. Like,
am I fun? Do you think I'm fun?
What's
no, you are fun. But you are. But yeah, Tommy does bring the fun vibe. But you move things forward. I think that's your
do
special
I move
skill.
Fun things forward?
Yeah, everything that moves forward is fun. This whole thing is fun.
Yeah,
and you're moving forward the technical stuff, which makes it fun.
Do you think so? One thing, Jess, who's been working with us.
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Jess! Happy birthday to you.
She's not here.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Happy birthday, dear Jess.
I want to do a harmony.
Take it away. Like, choir boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Also, happy birthday to Scooter.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
Scooter
to
Derek.
You. Happy birthday, dear.
That was beautiful.
Nah, well, it was a bit off pitch.
Happy birthday.
Send it to.
Happy birthday, baby boy. Send.
Did it work?
Who do you want to send it?
No. Just sorry, Jess sorry. And so can you do group message? Slightly weird, isn't it?
No, I got it done. Sorry, he put out an Instagram, Facebook post, which I saw through Amy, and so that's another story. I'm fucking depressed about my Facebook and Instagram. but Amy saw it, and he said something like, "You've got until 12 tomorrow for a happy birthday." Mm,
it's get a very it in,
which I ooh. It's late. It's sorry, great. Derek.
Oh, that's true. It's not fucking April Fool's, though. Do you remember April not. Fool's? You'd have to get it all done before midday.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just because they got sick of me doing it all day. And so they set up some rules. Just a lot of silly shit, you know?
It is a good rule that it has to be done because you'd get just gronks taking the piss.
Yeah. Well, so what I was going to say about Jess was Jess is someone that works late, don't you think? Like, I feel like she sends a lot of emails and messages late.
Working on her birthday.
Yeah, she is.
Isn't she? Working late. I mean, she's out drinking wine now, yes, I think.
I don't know if I'd be the type of guy to take off my birthday.
Yeah, I could imagine that. Like, what I do like I on my birthday, would, what, no, I, what I do
the one
like,
day that I can
this?
Go in and be like fucking...
It's my birthday.
It's me, yeah.
Although I hate having happy birthday sung
all
to
right,
me.
Bring out the cake, come on. But what about like a nice, you wake up, you go to Heritage Wall and you have a coffee and so just it's a bit slower paced.
That's
and then
nice.
You come into the office, do the show, have a bit of fun, go home, have a nice din-dins. Have I got
that's good. No, it is nice. That is not. Well, it's my 30th in September.
I know. Far out. We've got a bit on. Bit to do.
Yeah, so I don't know what to... A lot of people are turning 30. Well, it feels like 1990, good year.
Yeah.
What a great year, I think.
Mm.
I was two.
So, yeah, I don't know what... how full on we should go, you know, birthday wise.
Well, I can have a party.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why. I just don't want to turn it into some sort of Friday night drink scenario.
You've got people on Zoom there.
Would you want a 30-person party? Well,
what is that? What's a third-person party? 30,
30, 30, 30, 30 people 30 at person. Your party.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too many?
One, two, three. It's a lot. It's
I
a
had
lot.
About 35, I reckon.
Oh, that's right, because I was away when you turned 30. You had nachos, which ruined the table.
Oh, yeah. Oil from some of the Mexican food seeped onto a non-sealed wooden table.
It's not good.
It was okay. I ended up selling it or giving it away, the table, in the end.
And so we're not talking too much to Sevs about everything that happened.
Yeah.
Because something on Wednesday is happening. The announcement on Wednesday is tied up to some of the things in regards to you, Sevs. But just give us... just give us a little rundown. How was it? How are you feeling? Are you feeling relaxed?
I'm feeling great. It was it was so much fun. We had a ball.
Is it too
I'm feeling great.
I feel so great.
I love that. I'm feeling great. I've heard that so many times. Yeah. should we just say that Grace is in the room?
Yeah, Grace is on the couch, sitting on the crack
and,
couch.
I mean, we would love to give her a microphone, but we're just not allowed, and you'll find out on Wednesday why. Mm-hmm.
What's can I just say, like, without and Sevs, I'm not going to look at you when I ask this because I don't expect an answer.
Okay.
But
he's looking at me. He's eyeballing me.
Well, following the journey and then like following the everything from the Four Seasons condo, all that sort of stuff. There is the part of you which, whether it's your business or not, you sort of like fuck what.
Oh, you're the boss or not? Yeah. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. You know what happened? What that like? With, and it feels like when you I'm finding it very difficult because you normally you have mates and your mates talk about things that happen, but I don't know. Like when you're 15 or 16, it's very commonplace to say, "Oh, what happened?"
Yeah,
it feels like as a 29-year-old male speaking to his 20-year-old. Mate who also works for him.
Well, I think the works for him came before the mate bit, and that has to be factored. I think that's just it has to go through doors. And the first one was, employment contract, understanding into the friendship. So you can have friends at work, but there has to be a distinction in your head.
But what about, so if you take away, so he doesn't work for us.
He does. I just paid him.
No, but like, what do you think from a friend's perspective? I guess like if you...
You're blurry like
we're
lines.
Not, we're not invested in any other friend's sex life, really, are we?
I mean, yeah, definitely not, because my best mate's got two kids, so I know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty healthy. But no, it's something... Yeah, absolutely not. But I think the if it's going to happen of any of the people in this business, it's this group now before it gets to the next stage. You start...
If you're going to tell anyone, it's us.
What I'm saying is I would understand it being asked at this stage, but you can feel this business is growing.
Add a few more people in.
Bunch of stuff that growing your business from just two founders, even getting one person on is a step. And then when you get more, it's like, George, you work in, Fat Cat City.
Yeah.
It's could you imagine you being asked by somebody at your work what's going on in your personal sex life?
I haven't been asked, and quite frankly, I'm offended. No, definitely not.
No, but the thing is, there's...
But this is more than that. This is a friendship environment that so happens to be work.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
But my mum was even asking, to be honest.
But the thing is, I was...
So I get what you're saying, JJ.
No, but at the same time, I'm telling you this because we're not expecting it. And but we've built a show.
There's fire in this room.
We've built a show on being honest.
Yes, we have.
And it's got nothing to do with you and everything to do with me. I'm just saying how I feel. Yeah. And so the way that I feel is that it is on my mind. I'm like, I wonder, just being a curious guy. But that's where it stops. I'm not asking.
Yeah.
So
but
if
we're talking about asking. I get it.
Yeah. And so there's nothing cringeworthy about it.
Mm.
People are fucking blowing up in the chat like I'm some sort of pervert. I mean, if anything, I think I go the other way. Like when Bree and I were hanging out, you hear little, you hear Sev's, you know, giving little kisses and things. And I don't look like he's just like, yeah, do your thing. This is not fucking, it's not a porno. Like, you know, it's sort of, look at Sev's go. This is great. It's just like, yeah. It's fine. Do your thing.
Well, we won't know because we're not asking.
But on Wednesday, maybe. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe the announcement has something to do with that.
Yeah, yeah. I got
little bub.
I went down to the shops before. I was feeling a bit dehydrated. Wanted to get some water, and I got a little treat for us. I know it's Monday.
Oh, why'd you do this?
I just saw it and I thought, fuck, I wouldn't mind to try that. I know Josh would probably want to try it.
Okay. That's Doritos. Oh, Mountain Dew Doritos.
Oh, Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
I'm going to fucking blow your mind.
What? Why?
CC's.
CC's, yeah.
The competitor of Doritos, right?
Yes, yes.
Sev's. Yeah. What does CC's stand for?
I have no idea.
Have a think.
Canadian Club.
It's going to
Coca-Cola.
Wow, that's a
is
it? Great
well,
guess.
No, I'm going for is it is that?
No.
Corn chips.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Isn't real it crazy creative.
CC corn chip. I knew that.
Wow. Well, I never knew that. I thought it was quite crazy. Okay, so you're opening
is that
up.
Is that the thing that was going to blow our mind?
Yeah. Corn chip. Because the thing is it's like,
I thought that was just the start of it.
So, okay, so Mountain Dew, I'm guessing this must be a limited imported thing, is it?
Limited edition. I got these from Woolies. And so it's mixing a sweet with a savoury. I think it was absolutely butchered when they did it with, what did we try? We did, what are the spongy little fucking things with coconut?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Lamington? Lamington flavoured chips. Remember how we got
that's
those?
Right.
I got those for Fat Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Putrid.
Mm.
But yeah, take it away, JJ. Have a little.
Okay. So I'll smell them first. I'll tell you. So they're green.
Oh,
which?
Well, they're coated in green.
Yeah. So they're coated in
do
green.
Do they look moldy?
Can we do a simultaneous chomp?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to give them to you.
Oh, they do look slightly moldy, don't they?
Yeah.
Right.
Dusty. They're dusty.
So the first, they smell like. Do you know what they smell like?
What?
Light and tangy.
Oh yeah.
Give it a sniff now. Mm, I feel no, like a master sommelier. I reckon they were made in the region of.
It smells. It smells.
Shall we take a bite?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Great
good,
crunch.
Good crunch.
Yeah.
Mm. Not too bad.
Can you taste any Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Well, it's sweet, but it almost tastes like the lime and cracked pepper. Like
that's right.
A version of lime. That's what I'm getting.
But it tastes pepper. Like someone has accidentally spilt Mountain Dew on them. I don't need any more, thank you.
Maybe that's how they made them.
They're very sort of MSG-y, potentially. Mm. Boys, you can have some. Grace, if you don't mind, just watch your headphones. You don't want... Remember My Big Fat Greek Wedding where she was a travel agent and had headphones on and then went to move and...
Pulled off.
Ripped her head off.
Ripped her whole head off. So bad.
Yeah. Do you remember?
You don't like them?
Ew, that's disgusting.
They're terrible. They taste almost gassy.
Yeah.
Like you get this like weird
gas. No, I don't know about that.
Texture.
Mm.
Nah. GB's having to send them back.
I'm a bit annoyed because I wanted to eat chips, but I'm not going to.
They're like a bad either. Lime and cracked pepper.
Is that? Yeah.
I like the lime and cracked pepper.
They're my favourite chip.
Red Rock Deli.
Mm. Favourite chip.
Mm.
Anyway. Episode 800 later in the month. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Next month. We're not... At the end of this month just yet.
We're very close.
Very close.
Also very close to being looking at the numbers. The other day I was premature. Who laughed?
Me.
Why?
Because it's very funny what you did.
Okay.
No,
it is funny.
He's not intense to work with.
So you question everything.
He doesn't take the fun out of it.
Yeah. Just go with it. Let me laugh.
I was premature around the weekly downloads. I thought that we were going to have our biggest week ever. I did an announcement about it and we were 200 off. I can say we are extremely close to receiving our highest monthly downloads. And so I will be doing an announcement about that, but I'll also be taking a screen grab so you can see the data. Right. So you'll be able to see the slight uptick. It won't be a big uptick because we're just going to hit over.
Yeah.
But if you're interested.
Will you, is it also to make sure that people aren't saying these guys are just rah-rah? This is a bullshit
again. I think people
love
a graph. And I think COVID-19's fucked it a bit. Because all the graphs are like, you don't want to see going up. But this is
we don't want spikes.
But if anything, I reckon graphs will do well on Insta because people are going to look at it thinking, oh my God, is that Texas? But no, it's just the...
or is that Melbourne? Melbourne. Melbourne have hit the highest amount of cases recorded in a day.
70 something.
Since April or something.
Mm.
It's dark. I feel like I was saying to Amy this morning, we even spoke about this on yesterday's show, but even more so today, I slipping back into that mindset of confusement about living in a unknown future, like unknown about what's happening in the next couple of weeks or what's happening. I just cannot keep checking stuff because you got to push on like everything's good, but without being an absolute gronk and family together.
Yeah, there's definitely, I saw Matt Diavella saying more nature, less screens.
That's a great.
You said that? I was like, yeah.
That's a great
Sevs,
mindset.
You said that you were going to get off your screen.
Yep.
Were you screenless? How much screen time?
So I dropped about 60% to about 3 hours a day.
What did you take up?
Yeah, what were you doing over the three hours, do you think?
Just hanging out.
What were you doing on your phone for three hours?
The Verge.
Okay, so keeping up to date with, because Apple had WWDC, so they had some announcements.
That was exciting. Yeah, I got Grace to read all of them out for me.
Really? What were they? Why?
I don't know, just because I couldn't be bothered reading.
Slipping in very quickly into the relationship.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's nice having,
I think,
Grace,
you're confusing a girlfriend for Siri.
Yeah.
So the Apple have announced the ARM processor.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, there are different types of processors in computers, and then what is used in phones and tablets. And so they're now looking to move the processors that are in your phones and that are in iPads into their MacBooks and eventually iMacs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great for battery life and also performance.
Well, I wonder about the performance in regards to like Premiere Pro or like apps like that.
Which is a problem. Like compatibility becomes the issue now because it's a complete different, I guess like the word's architecture.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a complete different sort of format that all programs now have to work with.
Well, in 2006, I remember the Mac went from PowerPC, which was a certain type of processor, to Intel. And when they did that shift... Yeah. You would have to use some software called Rosetta, which would run like emulators. So basically, you couldn't run the software natively. But it's a bit of a clusterfuck.
Which is what they're doing now. So they've created Rosetta 2, which will just work in the back end, so no one needs to know about it. But it's going to use the emulator and do the exact same thing. So there will be for the first couple of years a performance hit until all apps become native. Yeah.
That's I like the idea of going for people who are less into that shit. iOS, the widgets. The widgets are exciting.
That's exciting, yeah. Widgets, group messages.
So the widget, I thought you were going to explain the widgets. So the widgets.
I can.
Yeah, go.
Well, so on your home screen now, you swipe on the left of your home screen. Mm-hmm. There are widgets there, but now you can drag them and position them around on your home screen. So you can, and I think they're building out the functionality of widgets a little bit more, like app developers and stuff.
Android's had this for a while, but they're also making them sort of time specific. So when you wake up in the morning, you could get your weather one, whereas like in the afternoon, it could tell you the traffic.
Yeah, little clocks, stocks.
Yeah.
When the share market opens.
Mm.
I mean, it is good. I was just to be sort of Mac or Apple sort of, I can relate to you guys. I was playing with an iPad Pro. My brother bought one. Very impressive.
Does he have a pencil?
Got a pencil. He's got a little keyboard. It's basically a computer.
Did he get the actual keyboard? Yeah. The floating keyboard?
It's three. Yeah, fucking ridiculous.
What does it mean to float?
Well, when you load it up, it looks like almost like a computer, like the screen's hovering forward from the back of it and it's hovering off the keypad. Mm. So it's like a slight little gap.
Well, I always thought I could be the iPad guy. Like, yeah. I could get rid of phone, laptop, and just have a SIM card.
Yeah, because who's sending emails off iPads?
Yeah, it does make it. I think the person that says, I'm the iPad guy, doesn't do any work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, Angry Birds. What else? Words with Friends, Monopoly. Yeah.
Doodling.
YouTube, yeah. Doodling.
Insta.
Definitely. Actually, no Instagram app for iPads.
Yeah. They've got an app, but it's just plus.
That's what I mean.
It's
really I haven't got an update on your AirPods. Have you heard anything back? Because you've taken the back.
I've tried to be less sort of intense about it. So I've got my
detached
and intense, less intense.
Yeah, detached from outcome.
So normally I would be I'd be down there right now, saying, "Hey, where are the AirPods? Like, I'm angry. I want to speak to your manager." I just really can't be bothered.
So we bought a couple of Mac computers just over a year ago, and my one speaker was a bit shit.
Mm-hmm. It's distorted when you play it loudly. Yeah.
And I was going to take it back in. The convenient story is COVID hit, and that was about 3 months. The Apple stores were closed, and so I've now run out of my year warranty.
But also, like, consumer law says that you have that fucking Mountain Dew. It's got me.
They're disgusting.
They're so bad. So they can't be good for you. No. No, they have to do it beyond that time. The warranties are they have to look after it based on a reasonable amount of time. So if you buy a toaster and the toaster dies a year and a half in, well, a toaster should last longer than a year.
Mm.
Like, it should last longer than a year and a half. So you're fine. So that's why extended warranties are the biggest scam going around.
Yeah.
Never get an extended warranty.
A Harvey Norman. It was
that love one. But the other thing is they connect it up to their interest-free stuff. So it's like you're getting people who they're like, oh, I don't have to spend the money now. Yeah, sure, I'll get it.
What do I do? Should I take it back? Because I would have to get
definitely.
It's
an annoying job.
It's the worst. Yeah. Yeah.
But remember, I've gotten my laptop replaced about 4 times.
Yeah, but I've got stuff on it. I don't want
to. So you can just back it up. Sevs can put it onto the NAS. Or put it onto one of the SSDs, back up the whole thing, and then take it. But you'll need to do it in a time where you know that you're not going to have your computer for a week.
But it's also within business hours. That's not.
You have to make a day of it. It's annoying.
It's a weekend.
But the thing is that you I mean, the whole app booking in the Genius Bar is a pain in the ass.
I mean,
it's annoying that they just can't give you a brand new one. Take yours and give you a new one.
Yeah. Well, they do. If you pay their business support, they'll give you a loaner.
Sure.
But then
they're much stricter now than they used to be. I remember I got probably 7 of the first iPhones.
Mm. Just keep going.
I worked out what to say because they're like, if it's your button at the bottom, when they used to have a circle button, they couldn't replace that. They'd have to replace the whole thing. And so you'd be like, mate, my button's off. And even if it was something else, they were like, we'll go check it. Yeah, we'll replace it. They were just giving them. I'd be walking out every second Friday night with one.
Well, there's a big. There was actually a TV segment where a journalist went into all of this because it's pretty anti. It's not anti-competitive. It's not the right word. You can't update any Apple hardware. It's not like think about PCs or even just 20 years ago when you'd have an electronic device, if it fucked up, you'd take it to someone around the corner and they would repair it.
Yeah.
You can't repair Apple products. You basically have to replace it with a new one because everything is soldered in.
Mm. And so you don't think that's good or you think
I think that there's definitely people like Linus who does Linus Tech Tips or whatever, they're very much against buying devices that you can't update yourself or fix yourself.
Why? What's their thinking?
Well, I think it's it's probably the same people that are against subscription models like SaaS, software as a service. So some people would say, I don't want to pay $50 a month for Adobe. I want to pay $700 and I want to own the software. I want to have the license for it.
I mean, just an interesting thing to have an opinion on, really.
But there's some people seriously get into it. Like,
yeah, I know. It's just sort of breaking down. Mm-hmm. It's like they kind of keep updating these things if you're paying a monthly fee.
Well, the issue with Adobe is their software is so buggy. And so what people are saying, since they've gone to the subscription model, they're treating us all like beta testers. So we get all the bugs and all the bullshit. But when they, back in the day, you would get a new piece of software, it was tested and it was working well.
Mm.
And so they're doing more updates than ever, but they're also shipping bugs every single time.
I mean, what's the alternative? Charging $1,500?
I think the alternative... the
makes more sense for like even just businesses trying to push products out quicker to learn about them and change.
Well, I think they need to do a better job of controlling like their beta testing.
Yeah.
Like, so they need to have a select group who are really testing it before they ship it. But also they've been criticized around stability for the last few years.
I just got our subscription to Adobe from $79 to $27 a month. So if you're on Adobe, get onto them. Mm-hmm. Tell them you're struggling. Today's World Camera Day.
Really?
Yeah. What was your first camera?
I had the camera on the Nintendo.
Oh, you would. It was like a cartridge you'd load into the top of it.
Yeah, and you could do like effects and you could turn it around for a selfie camera.
Yeah, so, it was like a ball almost, like a little ball on the top. That's cool.
I still have it somewhere. But the other one was I think it was Kodak was the brand.
Mm.
And it was this is my first digital camera. It looked like it was a underwater style thing. Oh, it was like very plasticky looking. It was a clear blue. And I think it took like half a megapixel.
Fuck, I had very similar blue plastic looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with software and you could reverse video. Was it the same one as yours?
I don't know. What's the reverse video?
Maybe? Oh, like so you could do like mini videos, and so me and my mate would like film each other. I'd get up into a cupboard and drop out, mm-hmm. and then I'd reverse it so it looked like I flew up into the cupboard.
Oh, that's cute.
And so that's when I started fiddling around with video. That was like the first camera.
I feel like it would be depressing for Sevs. Yours was probably the 5D Mark II, wasn't it?
Yeah. we just had a point and shoot, like Panasonic something. Panasonic.
Just a red.
What about home?
It's just a red, yeah.
What about home camera? Like growing up, JJ, did your parents have a camcorder, like the tape?
Nah. So when I was 12, my uncle went overseas and we got to use that and we recorded a bunch of parody videos.
Yeah, great.
And then thanks to that, we got our own family camera. So from 12, and then I would take it everywhere. I was filming. I've got all these photos of just me with the camera.
Yeah, they
and it's just like, yeah, my mum, the concert thing was just like, get that camera out of my face.
And no wonder she hasn't come on the podcast. She's come on via phone.
No, she was on the potty. She,
over the phone though.
Mm.
That was the first time.
Yeah.
We can have her on. I want her in studio. Lynn Jantz in the hot seat.
Yeah.
My mum used to hire a video camera when we were babies. So she'd borrow one from the local library.
That's
so we've got so many old videos of us as like babies and 2 year olds and stuff because she used to hire out the little mini DV. So then I could make videos for my sister when it was her 21st or her 30th or whatever, can cut in all these old baby videos.
Oh, that's so good. Right?
Yeah. Hiring shit. Like, you used to be able to hire Super Nintendos.
I'm sure you still can. Like the library. Like, we need to get back onto the library.
Toy library.
Library or library?
Well, it's spelt library.
Library.
But yeah.
What do you say, Seb?
Library.
Library.
Okay.
Right.
Mum sent in a video for funniest home videos.
Oh, classic.
It was my brother walking up. He was pretending to walk up a hill onto a box. And then when he stood on the box, he flipped and hit his head. And they wrote back and said it was too cruel to play. That's pretty bad, isn't it? When you get told by the funniest home video producers that it's a bit too much.
So he didn't even get the cash.
No.
What was it, $500?
But I reckon like nowadays it's like low level. You see that shit all the time.
Yeah.
But it was a different time, you know. Any other news? Anything changed for you, Sevs? Are you a different guy? What do we need to know? Any rebrand? You got a new t-shirt from
new t-shirt. Just very happy, very excited.
You don't seem it.
Yeah, it's a bit low energy.
Bit low energy. Very happy, very excited.
There you go. Yeah. Fired up.
Yeah. GB, have you noticed anything different about Sevs?
Oh, he's a confident boy. No, he looks good. Grace is here. Grace is lovely. We love Grace. And just so good to see them together. It's cute.
Yeah, there is some great Instagram content. They both did a... I think they were both trying to be funny in their caption, but they just came across as
how is mine funny?
Hmm? What did you write?
I wrote cute.
Cute.
Cute. Okay, maybe your
Grace.
One,
no, Grace is
Grace said this guy rocks, which is a little bit like my friend side, not the boss side, but the friend side of me is like, oh, geez, you're fucking lame. Did you know it was a joke, George?
Yeah, because they're standing in front of the big rocks.
Yeah,
you
got it.
I didn't get that. I read
it. I thought that was pretty clear, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, actually,
well, it was a carousel. Don't do captions specific to a photo on a carousel because it could land on either.
Gracie's quite funny, though. She did a story of you doing a workout and said something, but it was a Kardashians reference.
Which I didn't know was a meme, so I just thought
I didn't know it was a meme.
Good job, sweetie.
Yeah, it's like a meme, yeah.
But when you're that clever, it's kind of good to get it through, like without people knowing, because it's like, not worthy.
Hannah saw something funny. She thought that you guys were like calling each other baby all the time. Like, oh, it's cute. Like they're saying like, baby needs a cup of tea. And I was like, oh no, it's that's just what.
One of Grace's friends actually messaged her asking the exact same thing.
That's so good. In jokes, they're great.
Was it an in joke?
Well, it's like baby. How you call Mason baby.
Yeah. We sort of had retired that.
A little bit.
We still bring it
every now and then.
I love it.
I actually said it to Derek. I said, happy birthday, baby boy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really good. It's a good vibe. It's fun having, things happening.
Mm. Yeah. Did you guys want to talk about the podcast that you were on?
Oh yeah, we're on Jack's. We're on Jack Post's podcast, the Jackie Rhodes Studios.
Yeah, great. I listened to it this morning. I loved it.
What was the highlight?
The royalty free stuff. I thought was the funniest. That was so good. That was just you coming in and just telling Jack he's doing his show wrong.
Well, he does like to lead with some of the biggest bangers out there.
Good song. How good was the song?
I thought that was the one you were going to pick.
Mm. Yeah. It's great. Jack came up with it. He says he came up with the concepts when he was on our 24-hour live stream where he had like 45 minutes to write a song based on some shit we told him. So each episode he writes a song about the guests that were on and then plays at the end. It's very creative.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a lot. He's bitten off more than he can chew, I think.
That's what you got to do, though. The pressure, like he said he was up working on Sunday night. The guy...
11 p.m.
Yeah.
It's a late one.
That's a late one for a breakfast radio guy.
How are you going, Sevs, with bedtimes?
Dialing it in. We get it. Last night, 11? But, I mean, I wanted 10. And Grace usually likes to go to bed later, so we sort of like decided that 10:30 would be the cutoff.
I don't want to open a can of worms, but I just want one question: what's it like sleeping next to somebody? Because that's very new for you. Like,
yeah,
going from nobody, just you and your pilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which side are you on?
I am on the. If you're lying in bed, I'm on the right side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Which is. Same
did you take all your stuffed to toys room. Off? Or
yeah.
Your
all the stuffed toys are gone.
Yeah. I said his bedroom looked like a murderer's. It was too clean and just proper and folded t-shirts. It's like.
Yeah. No, it's getting used to like hair in your face.
Yeah.
That's.
What are we.
Hair in your face. What's wrong with
you? You in a single bed.
but also Grace.
Hairy back.
Yeah. No, Grace does like having another blanket on top. So, she's got on her hot. Side. And then,
so
yeah,
do you
I get
have
hot.
The, we talked about this, the over, what's the thing, that the sheet, the on sheet?
Oh, top sheet. Sheet. Absolutely.
You got
No top sheet.
Okay. So, if you had a top sheet. Would that then...
No, there's no warmth
no,
to a top sheet.
That wouldn't
very,
do anything.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. I've offered Grace to take home our heater that we have here.
Oh, that's nice.
I used to use it at the old studio. just a little small one on the ground.
Fire hazard?
Nah. If it falls over, it turns off.
Like, really?
Yeah, it's fucking...
I think just snuggle. Just keep each other warm. Mate. You're not snuggling?
Mate, I've been in that room. It's freezing.
It is cold, but I'm warm.
Have you got your blinds sorted?
Generally, ladies run cold.
Blinds are sorted.
Great.
We got blinds, yeah.
So,
and I've now got two lights in my bedroom as opposed to one. Well, I just had one in the corner that was controlled by Google.
And Grace is having to buy a mirror?
Yes. Don't have a mirror.
Grace has to pay for it.
I didn't,
she wants one, you know.
Yeah. we had to get another clothes rack as well, and also bags, like boxes to put on shelves to put all her stuff in.
Like what sort of
just like the ones from IKEA. Just like the little ones, boxes that you can put on shelves so you can put things neatly.
Is she keeping anything in the bathroom?
No, that's why it. all the bathroom stuff is just in the bedroom.
Are you sharing toothpaste?
No.
Or does she bring her own?
No, she got her own toothpaste.
Okay.
All right. Also, got a toothbrush that just moves side to side.
As opposed to
electric?
Yeah, electric. Just side to side, though. It doesn't go around in circles.
How's her gums?
Mate, hang on. You do realize the round in circles one isn't like just
the
thing everyone has.
No, but it should be, though, because it rotates around. Do you want to call your mum, Josh?
We don't have the tech to set up, really, but we can talk. We can ask her off air if you really can.
That's all right. I just think it's good for plaque. Gets in between the teeth as opposed to just rubbing side to side.
Flossing gets in between teeth.
Flossing does get in between.
No, I love it. Love it. All right. So you're handling it.
Yep.
Sleeping.
Loving it. Yeah.
Loving it. He's fired up. He's excited. All right. Happy Monday. Yep. Hope you're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the daily talk show is what we're called.
Yeah, I'm Tommy.
Yeah, and I'm Josh. Great to be here for you. We do it every single day, Monday to Sunday.
Yeah, we've done so many, we're going crazy.
Right. Have a great rest of your day and get ready for Wednesday. Big announcement coming Wednesday.
Ooge.
We're doing it at 6 a.m.
Ooge.
Ooge. What's that?
Ooge.
Doesn't even sound like
huge.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, huge. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it, but it just didn't sound like you at all.
Huge.
Billions. Oh, man, I've been swallowing so many L's on the weekend. I catch it every time.
Catching L's, swallowing L's.
I was, licorice as well.
What?
What about
swallowing licorice.
Yeah, I did have licorice, thanks.
Yeah, cool story.
See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.